Bernhardrick McKinney. What have the Texans gotten with Bernhardrick?
Well, you know what? With B-Mac, they got a guy who's going to show up every day, give you everything he's got. He's got freaky athletic ability, you know, at 6'5", 250 pounds, and, can run, jump, hit, physical guy, nasty middle linebacker. But he's also got plays with that chip on his shoulder. Wasn't heavily recruited coming out of high school. Self-made, and he's going to continually work every single day to be the best he can be. And the great thing is that they can expect it, you know, for all the Texans fans. Not just every Sunday for him, but every single day he's going to show up and give you everything he has.
Now, you've been a head coach for a while, been in Arkansas for a few years. But prior to that, you had an opportunity to cross over with a few of our Texans.
Yes,
one guy's pretty good.
Yep.
Number 99 is pretty good. But you also coach Garrett Graham. What was the experience like coaching those two guys?
You know, Garrett was kind of a unique story. He was there when I first got there as a D coordinator, and then grandfathered under my tenure there. And his mom and dad were great people. And I knew he was going to be a guy that could play a long time in the league if he got with the right organization. A very try hard, disciplined, aggressive, obviously does a lot of really good things well. It was fun. Owen Daniels was also there for a while, and OD was under my reign there as well. So fun to see that. But then J.J. Watt, obviously everything he's accomplished and what he stood for, got a chance to bump into him when we were down there for the bowl game. And it's kind of crazy to say, but the best will still maybe yet to come. I mean, he's a very young player, very dedicated, very focused, very, very goal-oriented, and seems to be a man on a mission.
When you were coaching Alfred, did you expect to see him blossom the way that he has?
Absolutely. There was a point in time where he was our best back. Felt like, you know, he had a hamstring and a knee that really slowed him. But one thing about it, he is an exceptional player and a guy, in my opinion, as soon as he was going to get healthy, he was going to play great. And he was going to play great for the Tigers, or he was going to play great for the Texans.
This year, Texans drafted Kenny Hilliard, got him in the seventh round. Your thoughts about seeing Kenny move on? We know his story. His story's a great one, but you got to experience it for 4 years. What about Kenny Hilliard?
Kenny is a great, great person. He's, a beautiful family, a guy that really has great talent. He's a one step and run you over. He has good ball skills. He's, you know, we're going to miss him. You know, he's a guy who has a different skill set necessarily from Alfred Blue, but yet still is a big physical back that can pound in there and get you a yard and will do everything that he can do to, you know, be a part of that team.
Linebacker Akeem Dent, I think he was a surprise for a lot of people, but Akeem spent a lot of time in your program. What do the Texans have in Akeem?
Akeem's just a super solid human being. He's a tremendous football player. Obviously, he wouldn't be with the Texans. He wouldn't be in the NFL if he wasn't. He just was kind of a guy that was very quiet, went about his business, and was a heck of a football player. Great special teamer as well for us. He's one of the best special teams players we had. He just loved the game. He loved his teammates, and I'm just real proud of him.
What kind of player, what kind of man, what kind of individual has Ben? What did the Texans have with him?
Well, Ben was a guy that wasn't really highly recruited, but I was at a camp that my son was at, and as he was in high school, and I'm watching the quarterbacks, I'm watching my son, I'm allowed to be there. Well, I keep hearing noise from the pass rush drum, and like, what in the world's going on? And when I walked off, somebody came up to me and said, this guy right here, you need to recruit this kid. And we got him in our camp, and he did the same thing in our camp. He just started mauling people, and in the pass rush drill, he kept burying people. I actually had about 6-7 nose guards line up in a row. I said, somebody, we're going to keep going until somebody beats this kid. And finally, when Ben was exhausted, he found about the 6th or 7th guy, he got beat. But great competitor, tough kid, just a great human being, got a great personality, always has a positive attitude towards everything. Just a tremendous representative of Georgia, and I'm sure of the Texans as well.